Hare Krishna. Purification means changing the mind's default programming. Often in spiritual circle, the word purification is used. We need to purify ourselves. And sometimes it may seem like a very vague, abstract term. What exactly does it mean when we say we should purify ourselves? How do we go about purifying ourselves? So, to answer such questions, we need to recognize that purification is not something abstract. Purification means we first identify what is it that is the pattern of our thoughts. What are our default thoughts? And our default thoughts may be about sensuality, maybe about wealth, about greed, about possessiveness. And we all have our specific attachments. And based on those attachments, we think about certain things. To the extent we recognize that our thoughts are going in certain directions, and to the extent we try to control and counter such things, to that extent, we can move forwards constructively, we can move forwards positively. But to the extent we overlook such focus, to the extent we let our consciousness wander here and there, to that extent, we lose our capacity to function and act productively. And the best way to counter such a distractedness is by recognizing what is causing that distractedness. Now, sometimes, say, there are some software, when they are installed, they just change the home page. So then every time we launch a browser, that home page gets launched. And suppose that home page is some site which we have no interest in visiting. We might have been interested earlier, or we may not have been interested earlier, but at least now we have no interest in visiting. Now, one thing we could do is that every time that site opens, we immediately close it and we open some other tab. That is one way of functioning, and that is a proper way of functioning. We need to do that. But we can also look within the settings of the browser and find out where is the setting for the home page, and then correct the home page setting. At least remove that that particular site address from the home page, and then that will not open. So till we become purified, it is like as soon as we launch the browser of our thoughts, immediately our thoughts go in a particular direction. And what do we need to do? Say, as soon as we have a few moments, our mind will start thinking about certain things, about this, about that, and we can't do much at that particular time. We will just have to deal with the situation and move onwards in our life accordingly. So here, what our focus primarily needs to be is to recognize that we as spiritual beings are meant for spiritual happiness. And that's what Bhagavad Gita teaches us. Bhagavad Gita explains that the whole the soul is meant to be connected with the whole in pure love. And in such pure love, the soul becomes whole. The soul finds lasting fulfillment. And we all have a default programming of the mind, which makes the mind go here and there. And by the sustained practice of yoga, prashanta manasam hiyenam, yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shantarajasam, brahma bhutam akalmasham akalmasham. When the contaminations, the impurities are removed from the mind, and Krishna explains in 6.27 in the Bhagavad Gita that prashanta manasam, the mind becomes peaceful, deeply peaceful. When it becomes deeply peaceful like this, yoginam sukham uttamam, yogi experiences supreme happiness, uttamam, transcendental happiness. Why does the yogi experience such happiness? Upaiti shanta rajasam, one becomes very peaceful, deeply peaceful. How? Brahma bhutam akalmasham. The shanta rajasam, the rajoguna, the mode of passion goes out, and one becomes fixed in spiritual reality. So, while practicing our spiritual life, while going through our day-to-day life, we need to, whenever our mind goes in impure directions, we drag it back. We drag it back. That Krishna has talked about in the previous verse when he has said that yato yato nischalati manaschanchalam astiram tatastato nyamya itadatmanyevashamne. He says, wherever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. But then in this verse he states that actually As we keep practicing this, yunjanevam sadatmanam yogi vigat niyatamanasah shantim nirvana par, you know, matsamsthanam gacchati. Yunjanevam sadatmanam yogi vigat kalmashah sukhena brahma samsparsham atyantam sukhamashnute. So he says that by sustained practice of yoga, one realizes one's spiritual nature, one experiences spiritual happiness. So the default programming of the mind is changed through the purification that comes most effectively by the practice of Bhakti Yoga. In Bhakti Yoga, we strive to fix the mind on Krishna, and by repeatedly exposing the mind to Krishna, repeatedly giving the mind an experience of Krishna, the mind starts realizing, I thought there are so many things that will give me happiness, but actually Krishna and thoughts about Krishna give me far greater happiness. Therefore, let me focus on Krishna. Let me strive to remember Krishna. And gradually, when the mind gets it, the mind understands, this is good. This is the best thing that I can do. Thinking about Krishna, there's nothing better that I can do. At that time, when the mind gets it, we become purified. We become, that means the default program of the mind changes from sense objects and worldly pleasure to Krishna and devotional satisfaction in relationship with Krishna. And this purification brings lasting satisfaction. Thank you. Hare Krishna.